Proclamation number 5002, dated the November 19th, 1950. Light beings embedded as human beings. Disciples of the last days. The will to serve me links the human being to my flock of disciples who are instructed to proclaim the gospel. Every person wanting to work as a laborer in the vineyard of the Lord is welcomed by me, because many reapers are needed during the time of the end. I only value free will and assign to everyone work they are capable of doing. Hence, I do not reject anyone because I need all of them. The work first of all consists of spreading my teaching of love, and this mission is extremely important because during the last days people will thoughtlessly spend their lives entirely without love. Understandably, someone who is to spread the truth must live a life of love himself, otherwise his words would have no effect on his fellow human beings. Hence I can only use people as laborers in my vineyard if they observe the commandment of love for God and other people themselves, because only those people are capable of accepting my instructions, but in fact, only those people voluntarily offer to be of service to me. The first condition to be a suitable worker in my vineyard therefore consists of activity of unselfish neighborly love. And I also grant my special love to such a person who lives a life of love himself. I regard him as my child, for it has recognized me as its father and wants to serve me obediently. For this reason, every person can regard himself as my child who places himself at my disposal for spiritual cooperation, while the others are indeed my living creations which I love and never want to lose but which must prove themselves as my children first by fulfilling my will. Consequently, I send my children to their brothers and sisters who have not recognized their father as yet and let them be taught by the former Comma, which is a mission of such importance that I will always work together with my children in order to save souls from their eternal downfall. Children who have already found me shall also show the path to the others, so that these, too, can experience the bliss of my presence, which equally turns them into my children. During the time of the end even light beings must descend to earth in order to help people, because they are extremely strongly influenced by the opposite side and people are too weak to offer resistance. These light beings embodied as human beings possess strong souls which strive towards me, even though they lack the past awareness of their origin. They will always strive upwards and will never let themselves be influenced by low forces. Nevertheless, as human beings on earth they wage a battle with them but will emerge victoriously. Powerful psychological strength often suggests a soul from above, yet the soul is not aware of this, otherwise its mission would become less important, which must always be and remain a free decision of will. The soul might well suspect it as a result of increased knowledge, yet for the soul's own sake this fact will remain hidden from it until the time of complete spiritualization, shortly before its demise, when, during a spiritual vision, it will recognize its origin and will long to return, full of yearning, to where it will be blissfully united with me again. Such an incarnated being of light can be of great benefit on earth due to its spiritual strength and its love for its fellow human beings. However, as long as it lives on earth it is just a human being who, like any other human being, has to go through a process of development in order to be able to increase its spiritual powers. For he shall be an example for his fellow human beings who can attain the same powers as him, if they are willing to do so. A person on earth can even muster these light beings' greater willpower by availing themselves of the blessings of the act of salvation, on account of which precisely this teaching is diligently endorsed by those who are to proclaim the gospel. Jesus Christ as the divine Redeemer and his teaching of love shall be proclaimed to people, and for this I need my servants on earth, so that all people will find the strength to strive towards ascent and release themselves from their tormentor who wants to plunge them into ruin if they are not being helped. For that reason I will bless every person who wants to help these souls, who serves me as a servant in my vineyard, who, as a spiritual assistant, spreads light in the darkness of night in which people walk without reaching the right goal. And spreading light means instructing people in the truth, which I myself impart upon those who thus want to be of service to me. Amen.